Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 12th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And right now, we are jumping into Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. We have Lindsay Scheider with us, Director of Business and Development over there and Real Estate Professional. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, James.
Always good to talk with you. Love talking with our friends at Coldwell Banker, and especially this time of year, Lindsay. I know how busy you are, so I want to jump right into the topic. It's winter. It is upon us. The holidays are right around the corner. Some homeowners might question, is this a right time to sell? Is December, is before Christmas, is this a good time of year to be doing this? Can we jump into that topic, Lindsay?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So selling a house in the winter months, it really can have both advantages and disadvantages. And, you know, this decision to sell during this time, it really can be based on a lot of different factors, including the local market conditions, which we're going to talk about today, personal circumstances, and then also the time of year. But just kind of answering like some reasons why the selling a house in the winter can be a great idea for our local homeowners is there tends to be less competition. You know, there's typically less inventory on the market during the winter months, and with fewer homes available for sale, your property can stand out more and attract more serious buyers. So that's always a positive for sure.
It's a great point to make. I wouldn't have thought of that one. That is a very good point to make. Interesting. What are some other advantages of this time of year?
Yeah, so buyers that decide to go out in the cold and trek through the snow, you know, these people that are actively searching for a home during these winter months are often more motivated. Sometimes they can be relocating for a job, or they have a specific time frame for moving, making them more likely to bring a serious offer. In addition, the holiday season, as we talked about, it can kind of filter out some of those casual browsers, like just the nosy neighbors or people that are just kind of looking to look, really leaving you with potential buyers that are genuinely interested in finding a home. So that's a really good advantage for our home sellers.
I was just going to say, you know, when you're trying to sell a home, you want the serious buyers. You want people that are really going to. Mm-hmm. That's another interesting end of this that I wouldn't have thought of this time of year.
Yeah. And I mean, due to the decreased competition and increased buyer motivation, some homes can actually sell faster during the winter, which is kind of contrary to the kind of normal thought process of what that looks like. But if your property meets the needs of winter buyers, you know, you can definitely find a buyer more quickly, which is also great for our homeowners.
Is this one of those things, Lindsay, where it's just a matter of the time of year and circumstances, why that's the case, that people are a little more serious and maybe a little more, you know, let's get this done?
I think that it does kind of come down to personal circumstance is, you know, just those buyers that are out there, like I mentioned, and that are looking right now. Like if you're not a serious person shopping for a home, you're probably distracted with the holiday things and all the events that happen during December and during the holiday months. But if you're seriously looking, you know, in general, those buyers are not taking their foot off the gas just because it happens to be the holiday, you know, season and month.
Lindsay, this type of year, it is the backdrop season. It is a screensaver season. The backdrop almost anywhere you go in this state is beautiful. So that seems like another advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, winter provides an opportunity to really showcase a home's kind of cozy and warm features, right? You have a beautiful fireplace that you want to be able to flip that on and really have your home feel cozy and warm. And that also goes with the opportunity to kind of stage it in that way, right? Like people go to the nines to sometimes decorate for the holidays. So that can really invoke kind of a welcoming atmosphere during these colder months, which is awesome.
Yeah, the backdrop, the way that you can set these things up are so beautiful. And our friends at Coldwell Banker are professionals at this that can help you out with that a lot. There's also online searches that are a part of this time of year.
Yeah, well, I mean, many buyers begin their home search online no matter what the season, right? And they continue to do that during the winter. So online listings with, like we talked about, attractive winter photos can really capture the attention of potential buyers. And that's a way that we can kind of actually, you know, as we kind of dive into some of the drawbacks possibly of listing in the winter, is maybe a solution as well to get your property in front of people without having to travel to see it in person.
Yeah, even people that are looking to buy local are probably, you know, doing the online search this year just because of the weather, if for any other reason. Mm-hmm. So having that online presence and having it, you know, a strong online presence with your home, it seems very vital this time of year.
Yeah, and I mean, just to take the opportunity to kind of plug Coldwell Banker, we are a full service broker that does full service marketing. So there is just so much that we can do to maximize the exposure to your property, therefore maximizing the audience that you get to see the property, in hopes that we can reach that buyer that is the one that is going to fall in love with your home or your land.
You go and if you've got a broken leg, you go to a doctor. You don't, you know, go to YouTube and see, how do I figure this out? How do I take care of this myself? If you're selling your home, you go to the people who are the pros at it and the best at it, and you go to Coldwell Banker. You get that. You get the real help and the real assets you need there. With this time of year, there are people that are certainly in a position where they have to sell their home, or maybe their home has already been on the market. And we want to certainly acknowledge some of the other parts of this time of year of selling a home.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we would be amiss to just ignore the fact that winter weather can pose some challenges for both sellers and buyers. You know, the snow and the ice, sometimes it can make it difficult for buyers to visit properties, and weather conditions also can change the curb appeal of a home. But as a seller in the winter, it's of course important, and a way that we help guide our buyers and sellers through the process is reminding them that it's how important it is to have, you know, the driveway plowed, the sidewalk shoveled, all of that, just for safe and easy access for everyone if you are one of those people selling during this time.
It's something that certainly you want to keep in mind in general, but especially if you are trying to sell your home. It isn't, Lindsay, you would know this way better than I would, but to me, just looking, approaching this from a third perspective, if I've got the home online and I'm looking at it and I'm you know, within shouting distance or even an hour away, I may want to go drive by and check it out, especially this time of year. People are driving around looking at holiday light displays in people's front yards and everything. Why not? We're already doing that. Let's go check out the house. You go check out the house, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look like it did in the pictures. It you know, they're not taking care of the front yard, or they're not shoveling or something like that. That seems to be a part of this as well.
Yeah, I mean, the holiday season can be busy and distracting, and some buyers do choose to postpone their home search until after the holidays, but I think for sellers, just making sure that that home is ready to show, so when a buyer wants to see it, whether it's a drive-by like you mentioned, or they want to see the interior, that can make all the difference to be able to be ready for those showings when they do get requested.
Yeah, this time of year is certainly full of plenty of distractions, and gets you thinking about a lot of other things. So you may be, okay, I got to shovel, I got to do this, or I got to do that, and then something else comes up and something else, and before you know it, you didn't get that done. I think that giving yourself a checklist is always a great way of kind of making sure that you get all these things done as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the last thing I wanted to just mention about just the holiday season is, of course, like we said, it kind of changes that curb appeal of the house. You have snow, you have bare trees from all the leaves that have fallen, and that can kind of change the look of the exterior. However, as a real estate professional, myself and my team believe that there, you know, proper winter landscaping, exterior maintenance, and then even I think, you know, some of those cheery winter decorations can really help mitigate some of the change of the curb appeal in the holiday, or I should say in the winter season.
It really can add such an added bit, or add a bit of a little bit more to a home. These kind of little touches that you can make. Oftentimes we're so close to this that we don't see it, especially if it's our own home and a home that we've lived in for many years. What might not seem as new and fresh to you could be to this new homeowner.
Absolutely. Well, and I guess just a reminder to all of the listeners, you know, before deciding to sell in the winter or, you know, any important real estate decision, it's very important to consult with your trusted local real estate professional. Of course, we would love to be that for you at Coldwell Banker Family of Companies at our locations at Seward in the Wisconsin Rapids area, Advantage in the town of Rome, and Belvapar in the Adams Friendship area locations. And we can provide insights into the specific dynamics of the market and offer guidance on the best timing, you know, based on your individual circumstances. So we would love to be a teammate and a partner with our community members, you know, if that is the time for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, Lindsay, but I wanted to share the information you did with me that agents are the number one most useful source in the buying process.
Yeah, I love hearing that, right? As a real estate professional. Yeah, the latest annual report from the National Association of Realtors, which we refer to as the NAR, finds that recent home buyers agree that the number one most useful source of information they had in the home buying process was a real estate agent. So that's amazing to hear. We love to hear that, you know, our agents at our company as well as across the nation are doing our job to help guide consumers during, you know, through this process. And, you know, when you think about a real estate agent, some people might think, oh, you're just someone to open the door and take you on a showing or put together some paperwork. But a great agent such as ours at Coldwell Banker really do so much more than that. It's not just being the facilitator of the purchase, but more kind of being your guide through the process and through each step.
Lindsay, if you don't mind, if I just could add a piggyback on what you're saying there when it comes specifically to Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and the history of that great business, especially here locally. I've shared this story before, just because it fits so perfectly this time of year. It was December, you know, mid-December or something like that, when my mom was in a rough situation and needed an apartment. She got an apartment, she was able to find one through Coldwell Banker, and once they did, it was great, but it was exactly the price they needed and it was the only one that was going to work. But there wasn't a refrigerator there. And my mom told JR this. And so, you know, we'll make it work. We'll figure it out somehow. Thank you very much. And she left. And about, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 hours later or something like that, when we came to start dropping things off and start moving in, there was a new refrigerator there. That didn't ask for that. They just did that. Mm-hmm. She didn't have mm-hmm. to. These are the kind of people. This is why you go local. This is why you go to Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors. It's not just the little things that they do or all those things that you may not think of. It's the stuff that the heart of it. These are our community members. These are people. These are neighbors of ours. And you're working with people that know that and get that.
You know, I love hearing that story. And yes, we do care about our customers and clients. And myself, as going from sales and now into a leadership role within the company, not only do we care about our agents and our family of people that we work together on a daily basis, but also extending that to the community members that we help and we care about, where, you know, it's a huge transaction. It's a huge purchase for people or sale. And it is mind blowing actually how close you can get with people as you're helping them through this process. I have personal friends that started as customers of mine, and you just make that connection and then you go on to actually having an actual friendship with people. So it's an amazing profession and industry, and we're excited to be serving the central corridor of the state with our Coldwell Banker brand and power. Yeah.
This is one of the reasons why I love working with you, Lindsay. It's not only that I can hear it in your voice. You know, it certainly with your words we get it. But whether you're in studio or not with us, I hear it. I hear how much this job means to you and how much you care about your clients and the people you work with. You're killing it in this position. You're really doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
If you don't mind, going back to that annual report and agents being the number one useful source, can we get into break down why that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit of context on that survey results, they kind of really did dig into a few different ways that agents are helping buyers. And so the first one is helping buyers understand the process. You know, when we're talking to a consumer, maybe somebody who hasn't bought or sold in, you know, a good number of years, knowing the difference between the different inspections and the appraisal and which report is telling you what and why is it important and what do we do with this information and where do we go from here and all kinds of questions that can happen and that can arise. An agent knows all of these best practices and can share with you along the way just so that you as a consumer are not missing any key steps, getting you to the closing table with the least amount of, you know, stress or hurdles along the way, and just helping make that home buying process as stress-free as possible. That is really our goal.
Just a little bit more to add to that with the process there. Not only do they do that, but they're going to be, there are stressful times, they're going to help you through them. You know, it's a key thing to this, I think, of knowing that you're not alone in this process, that, you know, just because maybe you leave the house or, you know, you hang up the phone, that you're still there. That's a really nice part of what you guys offer over there. There's other pieces of this, too, we want to point out.
So another thing is, you know, an agent has a little bit more time experiencing and evaluating homes. And, you know, we've kind of seen it all, seen the gamut. So as trusted real estate professionals, we're able to point out some things that consumers may not have noticed about the home, whether it is a positive or a negative feature or fault or whatever of the home, but just to make sure that you as a consumer are assisted in you know, informing whatever is the best decision is for you and your family, and what that can look like, so that you go into these decisions with your eyes wide open, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want that for everyone.
Exactly. You're also able to provide a list of service providers for things.
Absolutely. Being in the real estate industry and also the history that not only our individual brokerages, but also our Coldwell Banker family of agents has in this central Wisconsin area, we have built up literally lists of service providers that we trust, that we've worked with in the past, that we can, you know, provide to our consumers and recommend as professionals to assist us during the process of whether it is a sale or a purchase, actually.
You guys know your stuff. You know your area. You've got an improved knowledge of this area when it comes to searching for things as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people move to our town. It's a new town to them. They're not familiar with the area. And, you know, maybe they're unsure which neighborhoods are, you know, make the most sense for their family or location or logistics of different things or the amenities that come along with a certain area. And so an agent, really, we do know these local areas kind of like the back of our hand, and we can help find that perfect location for their needs, as well as when we're in a market as we are now where we still have a little bit of a decreased inventory. If the consumer's not finding anything that they're interested in within their initial thought of where they want to be or what they want in a house, an agent can really assist with knowing other neighborhoods that we could maybe consider based on budget, what they're needing or wanting, or the amenities that their family needs as well.
We got about 5 minutes left with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Lindsay, what's the bottom line on this?
I mean, bottom line, I guess, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, don't forget that there are so many ways that an agent is essential to that process. Mm-hmm. Any hurdle that pops up, a negotiation that needs to take place, and more, your agent will know how to handle it when to really minimize the stress along the way. So don't be shy. Connect with a local Coal Banker, a real estate agent to kind of tackle it together. I'd love that.
Yeah. Lindsay does an amazing job gathering local information about market conditions. As we're wrapping up, can we get into the conditions in the Rapids area?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in Wisconsin Rapids, we currently have 37 active listings in the greater Rapids area, five of which have had a recent price reduction. So some homes are sitting on the market a little bit longer. Those excessive bidding wars seem to have, you know, subsided depending on the type of property. So we're very similar to the number that we had available as far as inventory last month. Along with that, we have 18 properties that are under contract with the average days on market being 39 days. So again, this is consistent with last month's data that we reviewed together. The average sold price year to date here in 2023 is stabilizing. So it's now just over 196,000 with 101 list to sales price ratio. So sellers are still seeing at or slightly above asking price when we come to an accepted offer term. Something new to talk about actually, expired. So in the month of November, there were four listings that did not find a buyer and ended up expiring. So this is something that rarely was happening in the last few years and something to pay attention to. Sellers are generally still in a favorable position. Well-priced homes in good condition are selling. However, it's essential for sellers to remain realistic and work closely with their real estate professional to set appropriate listing prices and to maximize that interest and secure a buyer. So that is an interesting tidbit that we haven't talked about in previous months.
Yeah, it's been a while since something like that has come up. That is really interesting, and I appreciate the feedback on that. That's really important notes. How about the Rome area, Lindsay?
So in Rome, we currently have 19 active listings. That's higher than we've had in a while. We have one property that has had a recent price reduction. The properties that are under contract, there are seven of them, and the average days on market, meaning from the time that something gets listed to the time that it secures an offer, is 64 days. So that is a little bit longer than we've been accustomed to. So again, properties are kind of sitting a little bit longer than they have in the past. The average sold price in the town of Rome continues to slightly increase. We are at just over $390,000 in the town of Rome with, again, 101 list to sales price ratio. So selling at or slightly above asking price.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to just remind everyone about the expireds, we do have one expired listing in town of Rome in the last month.
Hmm.
So again, a property that, you know, we didn't have a meeting of a seller and a buyer, and those terms come together.
And how about the Adams Friendship area?
So in Adams Friendship, we have 19 active listings, one with a recent price reduction, and four that are under contract with 75 days on market. So the market time is continuing to increase slightly. The average sold price year to date in the Adams Friendship area is $207,000. So this has hardly changed at all since we reviewed this information together last month. The market is stabilizing, and properties are selling at 98% of list price, so just slightly below asking price on average. And there were no expired listings in this segment of the market, the Adams Friendship area, in November. So I think that sellers are understanding the shift in the market, listening to their trusted real estate professionals about pricing, which is, you know, kind of added a trickiness as the market shifts and changes.
All the more reason you want to get a hold of our friends at Coal Bankers, your realtors, the people you can trust when it comes to this field. Lindsay, if people do want to get in touch with you or the great staff over there, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep. Don't discount the value of a trusted Coal Banker real estate professional. And what we can bring to the table when deciding to purchase or sell real estate. It really is more important now than ever before. So remember to call Coldwell Banker Family of Companies located in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship. We can assist with a free market analysis to find out what your home is worth in this current market, or to enlighten you about the ins and outs of the market as a buyer. So we're here to help. The phone numbers for Coldwell Banker Stewart Realtors is 715-424-4800. The number at Coldwell Banker Advantage, located in the town of Rome, is 715-325-7335. And the number at Coldwell Banker Belva Parr and Adams Friendship is 608-339-6757.
Always good talking with you, Lindsay. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. You too, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.